This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a lot we're going to talk about today. Basketball, wrestling, Super Bowl, golf. We're going to give you a chance to win another Super Bowl package for this Sunday's game. And it doesn't just have to be for the Super Bowl, but anytime you want to watch football or throw some chips on a plate or some dip in a helmet or anything like that, we're going to give you a chance to do that. UNK is at home tonight. We're going to give away some tickets to the Lopers game against Colorado Christian at the Health and Sports Center. Plus, our guests, Tyler Herman, Amherst wrestling coach, Tim Marker, Adams Central girls basketball coach, and we're going to talk with Zach Foster, the boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull, coming off probably the biggest upset of the entire week, at least early on in these conference tournaments, knocking off the Adams Central boys, and they will play St. Paul tomorrow. So all those guests, your emails, and a whole lot more coming up. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you've got a question for any of the guests, that'd be the best way to get it to us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. And, of course, you can also vote on our poll-in-one question brought to you by Prairie Hills. New attitude, new owners, check them out today. How do you think the Super Bowl is going to go? And I'll tell you what, Daddy, right now it's almost neck and neck. You've got three choices. The opening line was 14, so that's what we put up there for the poll question. It's now down to 12. Will the Patriots win by 14 or more? Will the Patriots just get to 19-0, win the game? Or will the Giants pull the upset? And right now, Patriots winning and covering and Giants winning the game are neck
really?
And neck. Yes. A lot of people are on the Giants. A lot of people. We make our predictions tomorrow. I heard a lot of interesting things again this morning. The problem is there's just so much, I wouldn't call it information, but so much talk that it gets
overanalyzation.
Oh, it just gets jammed into your head and into your brain and into your thought process. You just need to turn most of that off.
I think this morning one of the really neat things ESPN went out and did to include more people was they took the state champions of the largest class in Arizona and brought them to their little set and had some of the pro players showing different plays. You know, get a good chance for those kids. They got their coach out there who actually worked, was in Giants camp, and I don't know if he was in there as a player or as an assistant coach of some capacity, but actually was in Giants camp in 1989, I believe, with Coughlin and Belichick. So a little bit of a coincidence there, but I just thought it was cool for those kids to get an opportunity to go meet some of those players after having a really successful football season. Also, last night, Douglas, I think we've got to bring up right away, Nebraska men's basketball team gets a much-needed win on the road. They were able to sneak one out. I don't think it was pretty. I don't think they played particularly well, but they came out of there with a 4-point victory on the road at Missouri, ending a 7-game road losing streak. And now perhaps have an opportunity to maybe put a smile on your face and gain a little confidence after last night.
Well, it is a win, and that's the bottom line. But you had to wonder why Missouri was still favored in that game, and I guess we found out. Doc Sadler joking after the game, well, we were staring 0-16 right in the face. And now they come home to take on Iowa State, one of those games that at the beginning of the year, one of those few games that you marked on your schedule said, Nebraska's got to win this game. Problem is, Iowa State has had some success in Lincoln, but this is a game that Nebraska has to win coming up on Saturday. The women, because we might not even get back to this. Did you see the highlights? And this is, it made me almost physically ill. K-State hits the bucket, 7 seconds to go. Nebraska comes racing down the floor like a bunch of fifth graders and throws the ball. I mean, literally, Vonnie Turner has a layup and misses the rim. She throws it off the glass so hard that it comes to the other side which is a great move if that's what you were trying to do. Kelsey Griffin gets the rebound, puts it back up quickly because she thinks there's negative seconds left on the clock, and it rolls off the rim. It looked like a bunch of fifth and sixth graders. For whatever the effort was the entire game, the last play showed that Nebraska is not there yet and has a ways to go. They have some growing to do because it was a layup. But it was like running the 100-yard hurdles and then forgetting that the basket was there at the end. It was like, whoa, there's the finish line. It's like Forrest Gump, and he just kept running. He scored the touchdown, and he ran into the tunnel. Just kept going. That's what it looked like last night in that women's game, and it's too bad because that game should have went to overtime. It was a layup. It was a layup. There is no way I will see a layup, God willing, blown worse than that in any of the high school games this weekend than that one last night.
Well, you know, Doug, and you go back to Kansas State taking a 12-point lead in the first half. Nebraska comes back, makes it about four at halftime, I believe. Coach from K-State ejected. Nothing better than to get on the, you know, the officials in a women's game, have a woman coach exited out to the, you know, sent to the parking lot to stand by the bus. And you know what? Kansas State 7-0, tied with Baylor. They play in Manhattan this Saturday.
Big game there. Well, you know what? You talked about officiating. You talked about maybe questioning some calls. You're doing a little officiating now, and people, you know, amazingly enough, question some of your calls. But you know a sport where they just never, ever question a call? That's wrestling. That's right. The wrestling officials are gods in the state of Nebraska, and we're going to talk a little wrestling. Hastings College is home tonight for a double duel against Northwestern of Iowa and York, but if you're looking for high school wrestling, you are looking at the Fort Kearney Conference meet just getting underway in Amherst, and we are pleased to be joined by the head wrestling coach of the Broncos, Tyler Herman, this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing great. Things are already underway there, I understand.
Yep, 10:30 start. We're already about to the conclusion of that first round, so.
How's things going so far for the Broncos? You guys are the favorites today.
Going pretty slow so far. We had quite a few buys that first round. There's not, there's a lot of brackets with six and seven kids, not a lot of brackets with eight. So we've had quite a few of our wrestlers have buys this first round. But we'll pick it up here in the semis, hopefully.
Tyler, single out a couple kids if wrestling fans want to come watch this afternoon. A couple weight classes are maybe stacked a little bit.
Looking at all the weight classes, there's 14 rated kids in classes C and D here today. The two top weights are probably 103, where you have Justin Tobenheim from Amherst, 27-2, ranked number 3 in D. He'll probably meet Mason Arajo from Elwood, 25-3, ranked 6 in D. So that'll be a big finals match possibly there at 103. Also at 160, you're looking at Chase Klingelhofer from Amherst, 31-0, currently ranked number 1 in D. And also in that weight, you have Joe Meyer from Elm Creek, is 26-2, ranked number 4 in D. So that should be another good finals matchup there.
Tyler, I'm looking at this Justin Tobenheim match against the Rahu kid from Elwood. Looks like that could come down to battle of coaches, and I think you might have the edge there.
No, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll make sure I tell Eddie Aaron that you said we got the edge there in coaching. So I'll make sure and let him know that.
All right, buddy.
A lot of rated kids there today. Amherst, team-wise, number 2 in D. Elm Creek, number 7. Of course, Tyler does the rankings for the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. Your guys are going to be the overwhelming favorite today, but also, Tyler, this is a pretty good basis for what we're going to see in districts. Quite a few of these teams are going to be in the district back at Amherst here in just about 10 days.
Right. Everybody will be back next Friday and Saturday except for Loomis Bertrand, who is now in the C4 district, and Kennesaw Shelton, who's also in, I think, C4 or C3. But yeah, otherwise, it's the same kids we're going to be meeting up next week. So a lot of these head-to-head matches today are going to be crucial for a good district seed next week. So, you know, I know it's the conference tournament, but there's some big matches that could dictate where you get put in that bracket for next weekend.
I got a single out of an Axtell wrestler, Justin Swedberg, who just committed to the University of Nebraska at Kearney to play football. Is there anybody that can challenge him in that weight class?
As far as today, it looks like he's clearly the favorite today. There'll be a few kids that have some winning records there, but as far as today, he looks like the favorite. Next weekend, district-wise, he'll have Lance Shiflett from Cambridge, also an incredible football player. I'm not sure where he's going to school next year, but he's actually pinned Swedberg earlier in the year, so that would be a big match for him next weekend.
That was Swedberg's first regular season loss in the last 2 years, because I think Justin went into state undefeated last year, and that's going to be quite the battle. That's a stacked weight class at 189. Talk about Kennesaw Shelton coming in as a cooperation and Loomis Bertrand coming in as a cooperation. Are their teams getting stronger now?
I think so, definitely. Just talking about Loomis Bertrand first, you know, last year I think they had under 10, and I think this year if it would have been just Loomis, they would have had maybe 5-6 wrestlers. Co-op, they have darn near 20. So I think it's been nothing but a great thing for both teams. Yeah, it bumps them up a class, but when you're looking at C&D as far as wrestling goes, not really a big difference as far as that goes in the sport of wrestling. So I think it's great. Kennesaw Shelton, they're in the same boat. If they're separate, numbers are low. When they combine, numbers are great. They're looking about 15, 20 kids. So I think it's been great co-oping for both schools.
Kind of break down the day. What times are things going to be happening up there in Amherst today?
We're looking at about probably 3:30 approximately will be the finals. We're hoping 3:30, 4 o'clock finals will start, and everything should wrap up about 5 o'clock. We should be done and ready to roll the mats up about 5. So.
Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach at Amherst. Before we let you go, as we said, you and Elm Creek are rated. Who's going to be maybe also in the mix for challenging for second or maybe being in that third hole?
I think you have to look at Elwood as one of the other teams. They got some good numbers. They got good quality kids. Also, Kennesaw Shelton, they got kids up and down the lineup that have scored points for them. I think, like you said, though, us and Elm Creek should be the top two. Based on depth and everything else and the quality of kids we got. But I think Elwood would make a run for it, trying to get in there in the top two somewhere, probably between them and Kennesaw Shelton.
And finally, Tyler, before we let you get back to the matches, just a quick look ahead to districts next week. Who's going to be your main competition there?
Probably the same thing again next week. Elm Creek has a bunch of good kids. And Selma Myrna, they have about 8 or 9 kids they could send in the state tournament. They have a lot of depth on their team as well. I'd say us, Elm Creek, and Selma Myrna, and Elwood Franklin is another team in there, probably the top 5 teams. I don't know what order that's going to finish in, but I'd say those are the top 5 right there.
Tyler, when you look ahead to trying to qualify as many kids as you can for state, logically when you look at it, how many have an ideal opportunity to make it to Omaha?
Oh, I'm not sure right now. I was kind of looking at what we might have for brackets next week, and we hope to get, you know, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in that range is what we always hope for. You hope to get as many as you can.
14.
That way you're scoring big points down the state tournament. But I'm thinking hopefully 7, 8, 9, just based off what we're going to get seeded for the district tournament next Friday. And I know teams like East Butler and Howes, they're probably going to get 10 or 11, so as many as we can get is going to help us a ton to come that third weekend of February down Omaha.
Are you full, Tyler?
We are open at one weight. We're open at heavyweight. We were full, and he re-injured his knee about 2 weeks ago. So we're still 13 of the 14 weights.
All right, we'll get 13 to Omaha then.
Oh, I hope so. That's the hope. You always have to take every one of your varsity wrestlers. Sometimes it's tough, but that's as a coach, that's your goal. So.
Hey, Tyler, thanks for dipping out and talking to us. We will see you next week over at the district meet, and good luck today.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach of the Amherst Broncos, with the Fort Kearney Conference meet is just underway, going on at Amherst. As he said, the finals get underway about 3:30 or 4. They'll have it done. You can go watch the basketball at Kearney High if you want to tonight. But Amherst, I still have to say they're heads and shoulders above the rest of the conference just right now. How tough it is to maintain a quality program at the Class D level. It's a sheer numbers game when you get down to the Class D level. You just got to have enough kids to be able to be talented enough. And 14 weight classes, I mean, it's no different than Class A. Class A only has 14. It's not like playing 8-man and 11-man football. There's still 14 weight classes.
Well, you know, some of these teams, you know, you mentioned if Loomis would have went by themselves, they would have had 5. You know, to duel that team, it's just very tough to do. So they co-op. Now you get 20, and they've all got to, you know, the weight class is obviously very so much make things a little bit tougher. You got to be able to fill those spots. And Tyler's been done a great job and been able to do that with quality wrestlers. And how many more Klingelhoffers are there?
They're slowing down. They're slowing down. But you know how it is with any small town. Just when you think one crop is done, it probably is. But you know, then the oldest brother has more kids, and you know, you got Uncle Terry there, who's only about a year older than so it gets interesting. Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got some basketball to talk about. We got Super Bowl package to give away. We want to give away some UNK tickets. I think we'll do that going into the break. Tiger Woods, doesn't matter where he's playing right now, he's just dominating, and he has the lead at Dubai. Tonight, UNK, Colorado Christian, if you want to check out some great Loper basketball going on at the Health and Sports Center, amazingly enough. the season is already starting to wind down. But we've got a pair of tickets for tonight's men's and women's doubleheader at 6 and 8 o'clock. There is a Loper luncheon today, by the way. It's at the Kearney Country Club. Starts serving at 11:45. The coaches speak at noon. So why not win some tickets to tonight's game before you head out to the Loper luncheon? 1-888-455-ESPN. We're going to take caller 3, 1-888-455-ESPN, and we're back after this.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages. Name one time of the year when a hurricane is not considered a natural disaster. How about when it's being served to you in its own hurricane glass by a bartender at the annual Mardi Gras party at O'Malley's in Kearney? This Friday and Saturday, let O'Malley's be your Mardi Gras headquarters. O'Malley's will be having drink specials, giving away all kinds of beads and hats throughout the night. Get a double shot of Mardi Gras with a two-night party this weekend at O'Malley's. O'Malley's, downtown on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did your lawn get attacked by grubs last year? We can make the attack of the grubs a distant memory with our lawn care program. Call our full-time staff today for a free estimate. You won't believe our prices. Keeping central Nebraska lawns beautiful for almost 40 years. Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
It's not Fat Albert. It's Fat Tuesday at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. Tuesday the 5th, Cunningham's is whipping out the beads and whipping out the booze. Get to Cunningham's early for an amazing party package for only $15. You'll get a juicy hamburger, tickets to the Tri-City Storm hockey game, a trolley ride to and from the game, and your cover paid for upon return. Tons of drink specials will keep the party shaking all night long. Get your tickets online or head to Cunningham's. It's Fat Tuesday, February 5th at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
Sunday, February 3rd. It's the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy in the Valley of the Sun as the New England Patriots take on the New York Giants in Super Bowl 42. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join our entire crew as we bring you the crowning moment of this year's NFL season. Can Tom Brady's Patriots put the finishing touch on their perfect season, or will Eli Manning lead New York to a giant upset? The Patriots, the Giants. If it's Super Bowl 42, it's right here.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some scattered clouds linger early on yet today. Otherwise, some clearing continues with a high temperature of around 24. Northwest winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, a low at 7, with winds shifting to the south at 5 to 10, up to 36 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 3 above.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Gave away our UNK tickets to Hoops tonight, taking on Colorado Christian at 6 and 8. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to give you a chance to win a Super Bowl prize pack, as we've got some Super Bowl trivia for you. Daddy, I went, you know, at the Super Bowl, as they say, it's more than just the game. And I think even for the casual fan, they have now heard about the proposition or the prop bets. And Vegas has more. I mean, it's like, what will happen? Kobe Bryant points, New England Patriot points. You know, whoever the Lakers play Sunday, earlier in the day, like they tip off at, whatever, 2 West Coast time or our time and noon on the West Coast. Or I saw one, who will have, I can't remember, it was like, will there be more punts in the game or Eric Dampier points for the Mavericks or something like that? You know, it's a lot of stuff out there. There's like 54 pages of this stuff.
Dampier probably averages, 8 or 9 points? I mean,
probably not even that. But
so
yeah.
You're looking at, I mean, they've got it figured out. Somebody's.
Oh, yeah, this is just an. Oh,
they don't just throw these things out. And,
but everybody looks at me, oh, well, that's easy. Exactly. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
They
here,
suck
rookie.
In.
Here, rookie investor. Here, rookie investor. Well, it doesn't matter what you're doing as far as props, or you know, if you've got nickel on the game or something, or have a little fun side wager or a dinner with your friend at work, what you want to do is you want to watch the Super Bowl, and you want to watch it at the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island. You can catch all your favorite sports on TVs at the Chicken Coop because there's not a bad seat in the house, and they have great food and drink specials every night, not just for the Super Bowl, but every single night. They got the best wings in town. They've got the medium, hot, and the Buck Nasty Hot. Have you ever had the Buck
No.
Nasty? Yeah, you're not a hot guy.
No.
But they have the spicy garlic Dijon. Of course, we love the Jack sauce. The Dijon, I've had the honey Dijon before. That's good. Honey barbecue, Jamaican jerk, pepper teriyaki. They've got the jalapeno garlic, which was one of their new ones. Can't decide on their pizzas? Well, why don't you just come on in and get a couple dozen sandwiches and burger options. That's what they have at the Chicken Coop for you. And, of course, 30-cent wings all night for the Super Bowl, $9.50 bucket of long necks. And, of course, appetizers, the pub pickles, the chicken feeders, potato skins, garlic mushrooms, cheese balls, buffalo chips, onion rings, Irish nachos. They've got it all. And 950 buckets of long necks, 30-cent wings all night during the Super Bowl at the Chicken Coop located in Kearney and Grand Island. Come on out and enjoy the game with your friends and a lot of new friends because that's what makes it fun. A lot of people enjoying a great sporting activity.
Yeah. If you're not interested in the game, why don't you shoot some deer at that buck hunter game they got?
Wow. Oh, no, a doe. Oh, a doe.
Yeah, you're more swearing over around that game. Kick your kids away from that game. God, I can't believe I shot that.
I think they put the buck hunter and the golf game away from the general family atmosphere. Tiger Woods is 7 under par, 65, has a two-stroke lead over about the whole field. I think they have 10 guys that are at 5 under in the Dubai Desert Classic. Woods is going for a fifth straight tournament victory, won the Buick Invite last week. He won the Dubai in 2006. Woods' dominant wins Sunday, 62nd career title, and if he triumphs in Dubai, it will be his seventh win in eight starts. Three players of note at 5 under par, including Miguel Angel Jimenez, one of my favorite foreign golfers. Hole-in-one today on the 7th.
Hole-in-one on the 7th, huh? Interestingly enough, Tiger's 8-shot lead last weekend, I found it very interesting. He has won by 8 strokes or more 8 times. 8 times he's done that.
Out of the 62.
15 is a 2000 U.S. Open that everybody remembers out at the famous Pebble Beach where he just crushed the competition. 15 shots he won that by. But 8 times, the latest, obviously, and 12 in the 1997 Masters was the second. They're going to convert that Buick Invitational course that they played a par 72 on. That's going to be the same U.S. Open course, which Doug does not like at all. But they are going to make... Didn't you just say, why would you have it on the same course you're playing a regular tournament in?
Well, yeah, it's you toughen up the course, and the U.S. Open is in June, and so in 5 months you're able to toughen up the course, and then all you do is knock it down from par 72 to par 70, which is the dumbest thing. It's just so
71.
Stupid.
They had 80 yards to make it a par 71 at the
it's
going to
be par 71?
Yep.
Because they were talking on the telecast that they wanted to knock it down to a par 70, and maybe they just decided one of those par 5s. Oh, yes, we can't have a 527-yard par 4 over water.
Well, number 6 played as a 560-yard par 5 in the Buick. It will play as a 515-yard par 4 in the Open. 515-yard par. I'd hit driver, 3-wood, 8-iron. And that's if I hit it well.
See, don't make me bring out one of my favorite golf stories from last year, personal golf stories. Because the guys I golf with, this would not shock them at all. But I will guarantee you, you know, in Kearney we play Meadowlark quite a bit, and there's so many great places. Play the Country Club, play Prairie Hills, get out to Buffalo. And there's a lot of places that we go to. But par 5, number 2 at Meadowlark, little dog leg. Driver, 3-wood, topped it, 3-wood, topped it, 3-wood for my fourth shot from about 240, 260, whatever it was, hit it pretty good, and just short of the green, to the right side of the bunkers, and then, wedge in the cup for a par.
Oh, nice!
So, driver, 3-wood, 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 wedge, par.
Very nice.
Way to keep the putter in the bag.
I am not good.
How do you break down your scoring and keep those shots up? It's short game, Doug. It's short game.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Super Bowl, you've been continuing to keep tabs on that. Is there anything in the last 24, 36 hours that have wavered your opinion as you get ready for your pick tomorrow?
No, you know, the one thing, and you don't know how people are going to react. I would wish somebody would ask Tom Brady, how do you keep your emotions with all that's going on and the cameras going off and the fireworks and just the excitement of the game? He's been able to harness that somehow. I mean, people literally come out of their skin at times. You've got to get them to calm down. And I wonder how Eli is going to react those first series when he takes the field. That's a big key, I think. If he comes out there and can relax a little bit, I think the Giants may have a chance, but I think he might go nuts. I mean, he never saw anything like this.
Can I ask you a question? Just looking at this, 54 pages of prop bets. You know,
true story. 54 pages, yeah, Las Vegas Hilton.
And you probably find it by going to various Vegas, you know, casino websites. One of them, I mean, they break down every player, and the quarterback. You can bet the first pass by Tom Brady will be, the first pass by Eli Manning will be complete, incomplete, and then interception is 10-1. That's not enough odds, but I'm thinking about, you know, that might be one, you know, on our little pool that I circle and try to get 10-1, that Manning throws a pick on his first pass.
Interesting. Well, Tom Brady to throw the first pass complete has got to be over. I mean, it's got to be, what, 300 to win?
Yeah, it's like 250 and 300.
Okay. You got to. Yeah,
it's insane.
Well, anytime you're going 26 to 28 in the playoffs, you got to think that.
Nothing going on here. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We've got another Super Bowl package to give away, and then we're going to be talking with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker and boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull, Zach Foster. Right now, another Super Bowl package. What do we've got? We've got some Super Bowl plates. We've got a cooler radio football dealio. We've got a big three or four things that we're giving away here in this Super Bowl package. And what I want to know is, which two teams had the highest scoring fourth quarter in Super Bowl history? Which two teams had the highest scoring fourth quarter in Super Bowl history? These two teams combined to score 37 points in the fourth quarter. Which two teams combined to score 37 points in the highest scoring fourth quarter, and actually the highest scoring quarter overall in Super Bowl history? 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN, and you'll win a Super Bowl package for the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
Colin Cowart, host of The Herd. Guys, there's about 3 days a year that really matter. Valentine's Day is one of them, and it's coming up. Don't do what you did at Christmas. You know, day before, head to the mall, fight the traffic. Get Valentine's Day done now. ProFlowers.com. Order it. Take care of it. Get it done, no hassle. Make her happy. There's about 3 days a year that matter, fellas. This is one of them. Now, ProFlowers has an exclusive offer for radio listeners this week. A dozen sweet expression roses, $39.99. And get another dozen free, plus a free glass vase. An incredible deal. 24 pink, red, and white roses, $39.99. You won't get two dozen roses at that price anywhere. Only available, only at ProFlowers.com. Put the code name Colin in the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Don't wait. Under $40, two dozen roses, and a free glass vase. Upper right-hand corner. Go to ProFlowers.com. Type in Colin. 1-800-PROFLOWERS. Don't forget to use the promo code Colin.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
For the next 30 seconds, let's take a tour of brand new homes. These are the pride of Nebraska custom-built homes, Bonavilla. Handsome exteriors, beautiful, spacious interiors, with the kitchen and utility areas we ladies love. Built Nebraska tough, yet warm and comfortable. Affordable? Yes. In fact, two of our show homes have been discounted $10,000. Where can you see for yourself? West Highway 30, Grand Island. Jim and Brad will let you take a tour at Eagle Crest Homes, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
A lot of basketball is coming your way this week. Here on ESPN, it's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Girls semifinals Thursday, Pleasanton takes on Elm Creek, and Loomis will take on Kennesaw. On ESPN 1550 Thursday, St. Cecilia is at Grand Island Central Catholic for girls action. On Power 99 FM, it's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up Thursday through Saturday, and Adams Central games from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament can also be heard on 1230 AM KHAS. It's high school hoops this week.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some scattered clouds linger early on yet today. Otherwise, some clearing continues with a high temperature of around 24. Northwest winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, a low at 7, with winds shifting to the south at 5 to 10, up to 36 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 3 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The highest scoring fourth quarter and highest scoring quarter overall, Bill and Kearney knew, was Super Bowl 38. Not that long ago, Carolina and New England. Carolina scored 19 points, New England scored 18 points. New England won that football game 32-29, I believe is what it was.
Correct.
Exactly a three-point win there, a field goal with what? Fourth, the next to last play of the football game. Congratulations to Bill and Kearney. He knew Carolina and New England had the highest scoring quarter in Super Bowl history, the fourth quarter of Super Bowl 38.
That would have been my guess. I actually happened to be in Las Vegas for that Super Bowl, and I wagered that there would be more scoring in the second half of that ball game than there would the first half. That was my big bet of the game. Just picked a prop bet, and that was my big bet of the game. Well, it was 0-0, I believe, until 3:28 remaining in the first half. They scored 14 points apiece in the last 3:28, I believe, or 3:48 of the first half of that game. So it's 14-14. I obviously am devastated. We're at ESPN Zone. I'm throwing footballs through.
See, now hold on, Eddie. You're incorrect. It must have been 14-10 because Carolina scored 19 points in the fourth quarter and 10-19
okay.
Is 29.
Okay, you're right.
But
okay.
It was still a lot of points.
They scored a bunch of points in the last stinking 3:28 or 48 of that half, and I thought, it's over. They did not score in the third quarter of this game.
So at that point, you know, it's been, you know, pretty good. Of course, you didn't get up till noon Vegas time, but that's okay. And the game kicks off like at 3:30 Vegas time. But you're kind of enjoying yourself, and you probably at that point were jumping up and down, and I think if I remember right, is that when you tripped over a chair there at Caesars and kind of came down a little wrong?
No.
That's a long trip home with a bad neck and back.
Well, and then first place I got when I came home, that's right, I dialed 234-4940 because extremity pain is
from the
what
airport,
I
heard.
From the airport, no doubt about it. Dr. John met me there. You call him, he will go out of his way to help you. That's the kind of guy he is. 11 West 31st Street is where it's at, right on the south side of the hospital here in Kearney. Any pain in the shoulders, elbows, wrists, or hands, pain in the hips, knees, ankles, or feet. All this pain can be caused by nerve irritation, or that's right, impingement in the neck region and or lower back of the region of the spine. Due to all the nerves arising from your spinal cord in the cervical or lumbar spine regions.
Lumbar.
Dr. John Klingensmith, he can relieve all these conditions with a spinal manipulation. Call Klingensmith Chiropractic today at 308-234-4940. You know what? Not too sure about it. He's going to walk you through, tell you what he's going to do. Consultation about your condition. Maybe that's all you want, and you say, hey, I'm not ready to do this right now. Maybe you go home, think about the pain.
Don't think about the pain.
You'll be back the next day.
Don't pop pills. Go see Dr. John Klingensmith. He'll make you feel better today. 11 West 31st Street in Kearney. Well, tonight, on our sister station, Power 99 FM and 1230 AM KHAS. The Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament continues at 6:15. The top seed and defending champion Kearney Catholic Stars will take on Adams Central, and we are pleased to be joined by the head girls coach of the Patriots of Adams Central, Tim Marker, this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, you guys, just like the guys, have things rolling over there. You were able to avoid, unfortunately for the boys, you were able to avoid the upset, although Wood River gave you a contest on Tuesday night. But interesting matchup tonight. You're one of the teams that's beaten Kearney Catholic. You're 13-3. You have lost to no slouches this year. Just your overall thoughts, kind of a bad draw with the four seed, I would say, but your overall thoughts going into this weekend of basketball.
And when you go by the point system, sometimes you're going to end up that way, just depending on who you play, and there isn't much you can do about that. But yeah, a little bit concerned as far as playing Kearney Catholic and probably being on their hit list. They're trying to get a little revenge on the teams that did put a mark on their record earlier. They already got GICC. We know that they'll be there ready to play, and we wouldn't expect anything else. And I had talked to Rick earlier and talked to several coaches. I knew that they were going to start to really play a lot better as Cassie got back in the flow of things and Megan got back in the flow of things. They missed a lot last year. And as soon as those two started to kind of get in the groove and play a little bit better with Katie and Becky and they kind of come together as a team, I thought that they were going to be a pretty tough team at the end of the year, but really came together a lot earlier than I thought. And we were pretty lucky, I guess, to play them before they got to that point.
Coach, you really feel like your team's hitting the stride right now as you head towards the end of the season? Or you go back to that Minden game, you kind of took one on the chin there and you refocus the girls?
Well, that was one of the games. Minden had a lot of leftover feelings, I think, from last year when we upset them in the district final. And you know, we knew that they were going to be that way, that was going to be a motivating factor for them. And they played really hard against us. We probably would be all right if we hit some shots in that game. But that's one of the games we probably shot the worst average that we've had. Part of that was due to their defense and their intensity. They played really hard and made us shoot from a little bit farther out, made us do some things we weren't real comfortable with. And we talked about those things. We knew, we moved up to Class B, and our schedule didn't change very much. We added Hastings High at the end, and that's about it. But we're going to have to learn how to play a lot more physical teams and teams that have a lot of depth and have more size than we do. And so playing teams like Minden that can go out and play against a team like Holdridge and make a good game out of it, just have to learn from those things. They did give us a good indication of what good defense is like. We tried to use that as a learning tool. And I think our girls learned how to play a little bit better defense, and that helped us later on.
Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The three teams they've lost to, Holdridge, Minden, and St. Paul, are combined 44-6, and Minden has played St. Paul and Holdridge. So of those six, they've played each other. Let's knock that down to four losses because they've played each other, and they still have put together a six-game winning streak going into the game tonight. Coach, we talked with Rick Petrie yesterday on the show a little bit about how you guys were able to get things done the first time around. And I know Kearney Catholic's got some good post players, but it seems like you guys have as well. And I saw a little bit of that last year when you made some nice plays towards the end of the season. How did you get it done the first time, and what do you have to do to get it done again tonight?
Well, we were able to get a little bit of the inside-outside game going against them. We had to make a pretty good run in the third quarter, get back in the game. They were on the verge of kind of putting us away there. They had a 12-point lead and had an opportunity to stretch that out a little bit. We had a couple of guards, Jamie Fowler, Brianna Bolin, hit some big threes for us. And you can hit a couple of threes and get a turnover on them in between there. You can get back in a game pretty quick. That's what Wood River did to us on Tuesday. And then we were able to get a few things from the high post, and our post players have been playing pretty well, able to pass from post to post inside. So kind of a combination of using the high post a little bit against their 2-3, try to get some things on the backside. The biggest thing was we had some girls that hit some big shots and threes that really got us back in the game, and we were able to keep some pressure on their guards and get some turnovers. And I think maybe our depth helped us a little bit that first time around.
Tim, when you look ahead down the stretches, there's really a no gimmies for you guys. You got the rivalry game after the conference tournament with Hastings St. Cecilia, then Ravenna, and then the in-town, I guess, would be a new rival, I guess, because they're on the scheduling Class B in Hastings. If you look ahead to trying to make a run towards Lincoln in that district, who sets it up to be the toughest? Is that Holdridge?
Yeah, Holdridge is definitely the best team as far as, you know, our district out here. You know, they showed earlier last week when they went to their conference and they beat Crete and then they beat Seward, you know, that they're a legitimate 1, 2, or 3 in that ranking. You know, they're a really tough team. 3 years ago when we played them, they had some young players out there. That was my first year. You know, we kind of started working on some things, kind of, you know, would talk about the way Holdridge plays, where they can get out, the girls can play, they don't have to run sets, they just really understand the game well and play good, tough defense, get turnovers and turn those into points, not just turnovers and possessions, but into points. So they're definitely a team that will need to be reckoned with, especially the state tournament this year. I think they'll, you know, they have the ability to really do a little bit more than what maybe they've done the last couple of years. But our schedule from here on out, you know, there really isn't anything that's going to be easy. I know Hastings High has a lot of big plans for the game when we go there. It'll probably be one of the few times they've had that gym packed full of people in the last few years. And just there's a lot of buzz in the community about that game. You know, our boys are doing well, our girls are doing well, and it should be two really tough games there.
Tim Marker, head girls basketball coach at Adams Central. Tim, thanks so much for the time. We had Jim LeMaster on yesterday. We've asked everybody, for the most part, this week who they like in the Super Bowl on Sunday. And, of course, he said that he had a lot of Patriot gear already that he could wear.
Oh, well.
Are you hanging with him on that, or are you going to fall towards the Giants side?
I think I'm going to fall towards the Giants side. We've been underdogs for so long, I got to stay with the underdog.
Well, Tim, we sure appreciate the time. We'll see you at Centura tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Tim Marker, head girls basketball coach at Adams Central. You can hear that game on ESPN, KHAS, 1230 tonight, and Power 99. We'll also have the St. Paul Ravenna game on Power 99 tonight, so those games coming up. I look at Adams Central, and they have 5 games left. 2 in the conference tournament, 3 in the regular season. And then, you know, Holdridge has to be a prohibitive favorite. So let's say, for the sake of argument, that they go 4-1 the rest of the way. That gets them to 17-4. And then they go 1-1, presuming Holdridge would beat them. That's 18-5. I don't know if that's good enough to get them a wild card. And you know, what are wild cards for? They almost need to win the conference tournament, and even if they do that, I don't know if that's going to be good enough. But say that they do that, they would have 2 losses to Holdridge, to St. Paul, and to Minden, and then wherever you want to say, you know, whether it's in the conference tournament or Hastings High or whatever, but I think they have a good chance to win everything coming out of the conference. So maybe they'll get a chance to get a rematch with St. Paul and avenge one of those losses in Saturday's final. I don't know. It's a good basketball team over there. I think they're one of the stories of the season, the way that they have improved and have had a great year. Hey, Daddy, coming up, you know, we're everywhere. Doug and Daddy's show 11 to 12, but every once in a while, we take it on the road, and we're going to do it again next Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, February 5th, from Cunningham's Journal. They have got a great idea for next Tuesday. They want to party, but they want you to do it safe, and the Tri-City Storm are playing at home on Tuesday night, and they have got the day planned out for you after work. The Doug and Daddy Show is going to be on hand from 3:30 to 5:30 next Tuesday at Cunningham's Journal. Giveaways, the T-shirts, the beads, all of that stuff that goes along with Mardi Gras. And then for just $15, you get a ticket to the hockey game. They feed you before the game at Cunningham's. They take you to the game. They bring you back to Cunningham's. And your cover charge for the evening's activities after the hockey game, which is $5 for everybody else, covered as well. So hockey ticket, $5 cover, food, and transportation to and from the game, all covered. You can get your tickets online at stormhockey.com or at Cunningham's. And, of course, for Fat Tuesday, they'll have $1.50 wells and domestic long necks, 225 big-ass beers. Happy hour will be extended from 4 until 8. It's that way Monday through Saturday. and they want you to come and see them downtown at 23rd and 1st. A special Doug and Daddy show coming your way next Tuesday. You ready?
I don't know if I'm ready. I'm going to have to mentally prepare for that one a little bit.
That's a comeback after the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. That's why it's going to be so difficult. But you know what? I think, you know, we can adapt and overcome, and we'll be there.
Quick break. Zach Foster, Donovan Trouble Boys will join us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Now there's a phone number you can call wherever you need insurance to get the best insurance possible. 1-800-WE-INSURE. 1-800-WE-INSURE is sensitive to your own personal needs and puts you directly in touch with an agent who works for you in your own backyard. No more big corporate agencies or telemarketers from halfway around the world. Just call 1-800-WE-INSURE. Choose your zip code and the kind of insurance you're looking for, and you'll be directly connected to an agent in your area. It's that simple. Talk to someone you can trust. 1-800-WE-INSURE. Local agents who work for you.
Does my wallet look fat?
Your wallet? No.
Oh, it does. It's fat with money.
No.
I just ate a 200-calorie flatbread Sammy from Quiznos. Oh, it was delicious. And it only cost me $2, so now my wallet's all fat.
It is pretty big. Guys like that, though.
With those two new flatbread Sammys, $2, 200 calories, Black Angus steak or balsamic chicken, big taste, smaller size. Mmm, Quiznos. Love what you eat.
At participating locations for limited time only.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's just cold. Daddy, it's cold. As if Mike Greenberg wasn't whining enough on the Mike and Mike Show all week in Arizona. He don't know what cold is. It's cold. Folks are golfing in Arizona. Well, you can golf in Nebraska, too. Prairie Hills Golf, new attitude about treating its golfers right with great expense and new additions to the course upkeep. Prairie Hills is expecting to be one of the best courses in central Nebraska. Come out and see them today and get in the mood with their new golf simulator. You will love it. You can play 9 or 18 holes. And, of course, you can pick up your 2008 membership. Affordable from as low as $290 for a single 5-day-a-week membership without cart, up to full family 7-day memberships with cart rental included. They've added punch cards that you can use for multiple rounds of 9 or 18, plus some great additions to help your game, like the driving range, the golf simulator, and practice greens. The clubhouse is open every day at 8, and they stay open till midnight, a complete bar with drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. So in case you're out there a little long playing golf and you get a little hungry or get a little thirsty, they are there for you. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. Nick, Kurt, and Curtis, you know, however. You can see the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. It's a golf course owned and operated by golfers who know what it takes to maintain the course and keep their members happy. Drive out today and pick up your 2008 membership. Well, one of the bigger upsets that we saw this week, in a big article in the Hastings Tribune yesterday about the victory of Donovan Trumbull's boys over Adams Central. First time these seniors had beaten them. They'd been close before. They'd had
overtime as well.
Had leads in the fourth quarter, and they win it in overtime to advance on to tomorrow's semifinal against St. Paul, 8 o'clock at Centura, and we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Zach Foster. Coach, congratulations and good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, thank you for the congratulations. It was good to finally break through. Like you said, we've been close with them the last two or three times we played them.
What was the biggest difference? Because you guys in the regular season game were right there, and then really kind of got it handed to you in the second half. That game really got out of hand, nearly a 20-point Adams Central win, and that did not happen on Tuesday on their home court.
I thought the first time that we played them, you know, at halftime we were up and we'd played well, but it was almost like the kids were almost a little bit surprised. And at this time at halftime, even though we were only up one as opposed to five, the kids expected to be there and they knew what they had to do. And when we came out in the second quarter, we expected a run from AC, but, you know, we just kept focusing on us and what our controllable areas were and just stayed the aggressor the entire game, I thought.
Zach, talk a little bit about you guys having a couple leads in that fourth quarter, not being able to finish the deal, and then getting the refocused and winning the thing in overtime.
Yeah, I was just so proud of our kids' composure because there are numerous times, you know, where you're the underdog and you're playing the better team at their place and they make the run and, you know, the underdog will kind of step back a lot, and we just never did. Every time that we got punched, we stood right back up and answered, you know, and that shows a lot of character from our kids. So I was just so proud of them for that.
Obviously, being the lower seed, there's a reason for that. You're now just 9-8 on the season, but you have won four consecutive ball games. Talk about what things are going right now and what you've improved on to start putting some more W's up.
Well, I think, you know, we had a lot of adversity earlier in the year, some injuries, and lost a couple of games that, you know, we'd like to have back, obviously, but everybody could say that. I think right now, you know, defensively, we're playing a lot better than we were earlier in the year, being more disciplined. You know, and we're just getting different people to step up on offense. And the injuries depleted some of our offensive attack before Christmas. But right now, I mean, kids are playing unselfish, they're sharing the ball. And, you know, defensively is where it really starts. Because we had a couple wins last week against Ord and Wood River in the first round of the tournament where we didn't shoot well. We shot 28% against Wood River. But, you know, when you give up 38 points, you're going to have a chance to win. So I think it all starts defensively for us right now.
Zach, single out a couple of your guys who you really feel are playing real well right now this time of year.
Well, right now, I mean, a lot of guys are doing positive things. If you look at the offensive side of the ball, I mean, you know, Kellen Burr and Jared Jones and Taylor Feldheim carry a lot of the load for us. I think they had 50 of our 58 against Adams Central, and they all do different things well. I mean, Kellen's very versatile and can play inside out, and Taylor's a great penetrator, can get to the basket, you know, and Jared is just tough as nails. If he was 6'5", you'd hear a lot more about him, but he's 6'1", and he's just so strong and physical inside. Defensively, you know, we just got a lot of different people that can come off the bench and give us little moments here and there. And so really, it's hard to single out just one or two guys, but, you know, offensively, Jared and Kellen and Taylor really carry the burden for us, and they kind of have all year.
Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Zach, before we get you back to school there, it's just been a couple of weeks since you played St. Paul on their court, 10-point ball game. Well, what do you got to do to keep this run going?
Well, I mean, the first time we played St. Paul, we looked at it already, and we'll look at it again today in practice, that we shot 30%, and we got out-rebounded by 15. And that's the ball game in a 10-point game, you know. And then you give St. Paul credit, too. They're very athletic and they're long, so that goes into us shooting 30%, and that goes into them rebounding. But we talked about this before the Adams Central game, that, you know, rebounding is a controllable area. It doesn't take talent to rebound. And if we rebound the basketball better, I think we'll be in the game. I mean, but it's going to come down to very, very simple things. It's not complicated. We got to rebound, not turn it over, and make shots when we have them, you know.
Have you had Coach Kubik help you with those half-court shots you can do underhanded?
I've thought about it. I think we're going to get there pretty soon. We'll see. That might be the ace in the hole.
Well, hey, you know, go wake him up. Give him his Jaredol and tell him it's time for lunch.
All right.
Hey, Zach, we'll see you tomorrow night. Congratulations on the big win. And as we said, we'll see you at Center tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the time, Zach Foster, head boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull. Huge win over Adams Central in overtime, 58-53. And they will play in the conference tournament again coming up on Friday night against St. Paul. You'll hear it on Power 99. FKC, you can hear all those games here on ESPN 1460. St. Cecilia, you can hear those games against the Grand Island Central Catholic Girls tonight on ESPN 1550. And we've got the Lou Platt Conference Tournament all week long on Power 99, plus the Adams Central Girls. You can hear their games on 1230 KHAS. You know, so much going on. You know, whether you're going to games, whether you're working games, whether you've just got, if you're just ready for the weekend to be over, it's time to go to the downtown Kearney Center because Mardi Gras starts early at Patty O'Malley's. Friday and Saturday, specials.
Wow.
Special.
What's a hurricane that you like? Well, you haven't saw a hurricane you like until you've had one at Patty O'Malley's. Drink specials all night long. All kinds of beads to give away. Get a double shot of Mardi Gras. Two nights this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Stay away from Daddy.
O'Malley's.
Stay away
from Daddy. Where it's at. Oh, you need to go find Kevin, AJ, and the fellas at O'Malley's this weekend because that's where the party is going to be going on. Go check it out all night long. Drink specials, more drink specials, more beads for you throughout the night. More beads, more hats, more of everything for you. Celebrate Mardi Gras at Patty O'Malley's in the downtown Kearney Center Friday and Saturday night this weekend.
All right, Hastings College, men and women, both winners last night over Midland Lutheran. Bobby Kemp had 20 in the men's game, 86-68. On the women's side, Lindsay Ducey, again, leading at 15 points, 12 rebounds. They win at 72-49. They host Dakota Wesleyan. We talked about UNK being at home tonight. The Hastings women hold on to the number 6 spot, by the way, in the national rankings. So much going on, whether it's basketball at the high school or collegiate level, whether it's wrestling at the high school or collegiate level. Enjoy where you're at. The UNK women 8th in the first North Central Regional rankings. That must be a heck of a region, because to be 8th, that's tough, and you have to be in the top 8 of your region to make it into the NCAA tournament. UNK baseball team, we had the softball news yesterday. Baseball team picked to finish 2nd in the Plains Division, 3rd overall. Senior Ryan Roble, the preseason pitcher of the year. Also preseason All-Conference, Seth Swoboda and Tyler Keeble. They're going to try and play some baseball next week.
Unbelievable.
Want to thank our guests today, Tyler Herman, Amherst wrestling coach, Tim Marker, Adams Central girls basketball coach, and Zach Foster, boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull. Tomorrow, Daddy, it's like Christmas Eve, the final show before the Super Bowl.
See you in 23 hours, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.